What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect, and it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Gentlemen, as you know, HMT is a worldwide event. So obviously, the Termination Train collects souls from around the world. Oh yes, gentlemen, as you know, in every country, there are men who put on the mask for various reasons. However, we're going back to one of our favorite stops. That is good old Maskistan. Oh yes, gentlemen, you know, those boys over there, they put in work. Like in this article that was published on the 21st of June. UP man offlines his wife in a hotel over suspicion of an affair, later calls police to confess. You see, ladies over in the West, men over in other countries, the mere suspicion of being unfaithful can get your ass terminated. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! A woman was found deleted in a hotel room in Delhi after her husband called the Uttar Pradesh police, confessing to strangling his 24-year-old wife to deletion over the suspicion of infidelity, officials said on Saturday. The accused husband, Gopal Sharma, also 24, ran off to his native place in Mathura. He was nabbed by the local police and handed over to the Delhi police, they said. At around 3 a.m. on Saturday, the highway police station in Mathura called the manager of the New Victoria Hotel, located in Delhi's Parangash area, and asked him to check one of the rooms, citing information provided by Gopal. Deputy Commissioner of Police Central, Nidhin Valsan, said. Upon checking the room, hotel manager Prem Kumar discovered a woman lying motionless on the bed. He immediately informed the local police, and a team rushed to the spot and confirmed that the woman had been strangled, he added. Initial investigations revealed that Gopal and his wife, Kriti Sharma, had checked into the hotel at 6:35 p.m. on June 20th. At around 9 p.m., the man left the hotel alone, informing the staff he was going to get food, the DCP said. However, he never returned to the hotel and instead fled to Mathura, the police said. Later, from Mathura, Gopal made a distress call to the 112 emergency number and claimed that he had offlined his wife. Acting on the information, Mathura police traced him and detained him at the highway police station. They subsequently alerted Delhi police, the DCP added. The accused was later handed over to Delhi's police, Parangash police station where he was formally arrested. During interrogation, Gopal confessed to the crime and told investigators he had suspected his wife of having an extramarital affair, which led to a heated argument, and in a fit of rage, he strangled Creedy to deletion, the police said. It was not immediately known why the couple, residents of Mathura, had come to Delhi. A case of termination was registered and further investigation is underway. The carcass has been sent for post-mortem and efforts are being made to contact her family members, they said. Well, well, well. I'm going to reiterate to you Western women. Women over in other countries, non-Western countries, you see, the difference between you and them is those other women, they don't have a government that actively neuters their men. Yeah. See, a lot of women, a lot of non-Western women believe that they can behave like Western women. And we're just going to go ahead and primarily say American women, because as we all know, America is really where the bedrock of feminism truly, you know, was given to the masses. Feminism was not a natural occurring thing. No, it was given to the masses by the true patriarchs. Yeah, the Hidden Hand, the Bilderbergs, the Rockefellers. Yeah, that's where feminism really originated from. But a lot of people aren't ready for that conversation. So yes, as feminism spread, a lot of non-Western women believed that they could act like Western women, but the key difference is they did not have that system in place to actually allow them to get away with things like women in America do. So yeah, honestly, feminism in a lot of other countries, it is truly, truly failing, because those men over there, yeah, they tend to stomp it out pretty damn quick. Hell, if you really want a real time, you know, demonstration of how men can really stomp out feminism, all you got to do is ask the women of Afghanistan what happened when America pulled out of there. Yeah, yeah, them boys in the Taliban, yeah, they came in and in under 3 days, they reestablished who was really running things. And a lot of feminists over there, what did they do? Exactly what they should have done. They went into exile. They went into hiding. Yeah. Oh, yeah. But that's another conversation for another time. So now we know the big reason why non-Western women, yeah, they tend to get offlined a hell of a lot more than American women. Mm-hmm. Because those men over there, they aren't neutered by their government like men in America are. Yeah. Yesterday's HMT, I talked about it. Yeah. Women over here are actively praised for cheating. There's no appropriate punishment. But other countries, not so much. They take their vows extremely seriously. And those men over there, oh yeah, the mere suspicion can get your ass put 6 feet deep. What more do I need to say about this one, gentlemen? What more do I honestly need to say? But I tell you this, I will definitely tell you this. Those men in India, aka Maskistan, they are notorious for putting in work. There have been many a cases to where the woman got her head separated from her body and the man walked right to the police station and said, yeah, I did it. Anyway, Let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, it went down in a hotel. I got to give that a 5. Method of execution. They did not differentiate between ligature or mechanical strangulation. So I'm going to go with mechanical strangulation, which he used the hands of hate. So I'm going to give that a 50. Psychological impact. You know, his face was the last thing she saw before it all fell to darkness, before she faded into the abyss. So I'm going to give that a 50 as well. And for the brutality factor, strangulation, that is not a quick nor easy way to go. So obviously she had to fight to the bitter end. So I'm going to give that a 45. So go, Paul. Stranglehold Sharma gets a score of 150. Gentlemen of the West, gentlemen of America, why is it that we are expected to become cucks? Yeah, you've had a lot of pretty famous men decide to go down this route. What's that guy's name from 21 Studios? Whatever his name is, Adam something. Yeah, you have guys like that who willingly become cucks because the system is so corrupt from top down. A lot of men feel like, yeah, I have no choice. Hell, look no further than these married female teachers who are sleeping with students, and the man is still expected to stand by her. Yeah. That's how corrupt the family court and divorce court industry is. To the point that no matter what happens, the man is still held accountable. He is still told he has to pay for her crimes. Even if he's innocent, he still has the gun of the state pointed at him. When the hell are we going to finally take the gun of the state away from these women and start appropriately punishing them? No, the system's not going to do it. Okay, so it's going to fall on the men. And yeah, believe you me, ladies, more and more men are simply saying to themselves, if only I could get away with it. Now, those are the men that actually still somewhat care. They care about themselves to the point that they're not going to do it. They're not going to take that action. However, when a man finally reaches that point of no return, guess what? That mask will go on. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And to you married women of the West who think that you're still going to be allowed to be praised for actually breaking your vows and rewarded for breaking your vows, the men over in Maskistan are definitely letting the men over here in America know, hey, you might want to go ahead and take matters into your own hands. Because over there, like I said, the mere suspicion is enough to get you offline. Unlike over here where the women are actually guilty, but the system still protects them. Yeah, right? No. So you better understand this, ladies, and understand this crystally damn clear. The power. You think this system still extends you? The protection you think this system still extends you will go out. Feminism and the idea that once again, no matter how bad you treat your husband, he's going to stay there because he's so afraid of the system that he's going to let you run over top of him. No, those days are coming to a close. And trust me, ladies, trust me. More and more men are just saying, you know what? Fuck it. Fuck it. And when that day happens, ladies, when you push that man into a corner by the gun of the state, he will come out swinging. He will come out fighting, and he will be looking for a finishing blow. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Woke up, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.